By Judicial Decree 12, Commercial Treaty. Written by Commander James Bondage. Narrated by Elliot Daniels. Introduction. Welcome, my loyal readers, new friends, and anyone who's not a member of one or both of the aforementioned categories, to a special event, a new addition to the By Judicial Decree series. While I have not exactly been overwhelmed by requests for a new novel about Rupert Kane, his faithful man Friday Quentin Scales, and his fabulous girl toy collection in his equally fabulous mansion on his estate Briarcliff, I have certainly received more than a handful of such requests since the publication of the last novel in the series in 2018. I can only hope that you'll find that it was worth the wait. This installment in the series is different in certain ways from its predecessors, ways that you'll certainly have to listen to discover. Since this is the 12th outing for Rupert Kane and Company, I have reached a difficult point in the development of the series, to wit, if the sequel is too different from the earlier stories, some readers will be disappointed by the absence of characters and themes that made them like the books in the first place. But if it is too similar, they may find it boring and predictable. I've binge-read certain prolific authors, and unless the writer has an unusual talent, I find after going through 5, 6, or 7 consecutive Emily Tilton novels, for example, whose books I like very much, when I start a new book, it feels as if I've already read it. Such are the perils of an author's life. Turning to a fresh topic, I've recently been contacted by several loyal readers who tell me that they were inspired to try some of the things described in my novels in their own bedrooms and have consequently revived their marriages. While I cannot help but take a certain satisfaction from improving the lives of my loyal readers, I will admit that the idea of using By Judicial Decree as a marital aid makes me more than a little apprehensive. To any readers out there considering building a home version of Kane's metal framework bondage or trying out electric shocks on a partner's naughty bits, I will remind you that I am most emphatically not qualified to dispense advice on sex, and that everything in my books, which I must point out once again are fantasies, all of the sex scenes come from my fevered imagination, and I do not recommend that anyone try them out in real life. Of course, if you do choose to ignore this excellent advice, and you would like me to critique your performance, just send your recordings or photos to CommanderJamesBondage@yahoo.com. Even if you don't have any sex tapes to share with me, I'll still be glad to hear your opinion of this or any of my books, to suggest a storyline you'd like to see. My recent Swallowed by the C5 was commissioned by a loyal reader, and I'm open for more. Or merely to bitch about the state of the world in general, your bad luck, why you can't get a good nickel cigar, or pretty much whatever else is on your mind. See you in the funny papers. Regards, Commander James Bondage. Preface. It is only by an accident of history that we no longer observe the ancient Roman custom of judicial enslavement for debt or as a penalty for a criminal conviction. But what if history had taken a different path? Modern physics teaches that there are an infinite number of universes and therefore an infinite number of Earths, some so familiar as to be indistinguishable from our own, others so different as to be unrecognizable. Among the infinite number of possibilities, then, there are an infinite number of Earths where history did go a different way than ours. Therefore, there must exist somewhere Earths in which the old Roman laws are followed and slavery is still on the books. This story is set in one of those histories. 1. A nice lady. She hung head downwards by a rope knotted around her left ankle. Her other leg was doubled up, calf pressed against thigh, a position that was enforced by a second length of hemp cord drawn tightly around her right ankle and the top of her thigh. Rivulets of the copious sweat produced by the humidity and tropical heat ran down her naked body. The salty fluid got into her eyes, nose, and, whenever she opened it to pant for air, mouth. Her name was Bryn Matthews. She was a reporter who had gone out looking for a scoop, but ended up as a prisoner in this ancient, empty ruin out in the middle of the desert. Earlier, when she had first been hung up like a side of beef, pale moonlight, feeble and inadequate though it was, had provided some illumination.